From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jamie Hobbs. The man accused of sexually assaulting two women and fatally shooting another at a Catholic store in suburban St. Louis has requested a public defender. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that 53-year-old Thomas Bruce appeared for his first court appearance in shackles yesterday and said little while the 17 charges against him were read. He told the judge he hasn't spoken to a lawyer and requested a public defender. Bruce of rural Jefferson County is charged with first-degree murder and multiple counts of sodomy, armed criminal action, kidnapping, burglary, and tampering. Prosecutors allege he entered the Catholic supply store near Baldwin on November 19th and tried to force the three women to perform sex acts on him. Investigators say 53-year-old Jamie Schmidt of House Springs was fatally shot when she refused. Beyond Meat, a plant-based meat substitute company with facilities in Columbia, filed for an initial public offering of $100 million. The offering will make the company's stock available to the public. The offering was filed on November 16th with the Securities and Exchange Commission, and its amount may change before the deal is finalized, according to the company documents. The Columbia, Missourian reports Ethan Brown, the founder of Beyond Meat, worked with researchers at MU when he initially set out to create a plant-based protein. Columbia is currently home to two of the company's manufacturing facilities, but the company is based in Los Angeles. Beyond Meat's communications manager says the company is currently unable to share information about the offering. Once this quiet period is over, the public may begin buying stock. The City of Columbia is hosting an evening with Dr. Tiffany Manuel, a national thought leader on affordable housing, community development, and building public will. The event, called Fostering Inclusive and Equitable Neighborhoods, is presented by the City's Housing Programs Division. Its goal is to boost public support for affordable housing and community development. The Columbia, Missourian reports Manuel is Vice President of Knowledge, Impact, and Strategy at Enterprise Community Partners Incorporated, a nonprofit focused on creating opportunity through affordable housing in diverse communities. She's nationally recognized in her field, and she's worked to expand opportunities for low-income families for over 25 years. After Manuel speaks, the audience will break into smaller discussion groups. The event is one of several meant to advise the city's consolidated plan for affordable housing and community development. People interested in attending must register for the event, which will be held at 6 p.m. this Thursday at the City Council Chambers Daniel Boone City Building. Former Columbia City Manager Mike Mathis will receive more than $166,000 in severance pay after resigning last week. Mayor Brian Treese says the severance package is consistent with Mathis's employment agreement. Mathis resigned after serving as city manager for 7 years. He was criticized for his handling of the city's community policing initiatives. Deputy City Manager John Glasscock has been named interim city manager. The city council will start the process for hiring a new city manager by hiring a search firm. I'm Jamie Hobbs, KBIA News, Columbia.